You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The winter sales event is on now. Up to $9,000 total value on select models and up to 0% financing for 72 months. Only at LakewoodChev.com.
Paul Plakas is bringing in. Plakas, today I want to talk about some of the reasons why exercise can make you fatter. The first one is, there such a thing as fatigue from exercise that may cause less neat? What does that mean?
Yeah, buddy. That's called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So basically, that means basically what kind of calories and movement you do in your day that doesn't involve specific exercise. So I got this thought this weekend. On Sunday, I was out cross-country skiing at Gold Bar. So I'm doing some skate skiing. I went out for about 15 kilometers, and it was only my third time out, and I was just bagged afterwards climbing those hills there. And then I found the rest of the day I was tired. I just sat on the couch and watched football and did nothing the rest of the day. So I had a good workout from skiing, which was great, but then I didn't do anything the rest of the day. So the point is this: if your exercise makes you so tired that you're not moving the other 12 to 16 hours you're awake, then you're probably burning less calories in your day than you would if you didn't even exercise. So you got to dial it down a little bit so that you can still do other life stuff.
So you just can't just bury yourself, and then so the other 23 hours you're just a blob on your couch.
You're like a potato on the couch, exactly. Because that 1 hour of exercise, you're offset it by, and more so by just laying around doing nothing.
So how do we know where that is? Is it from trial and error? I mean, there are some, like, when you go and do squats, you know, like I'm assuming for guys with legs your size, they're not very big. It doesn't take a lot for that to really kick in where you can't even sit on the toilet. So how do you, is it trial and error? How do you make it work?
No, it definitely is trial and error for sure. Like, you have to experiment of like how much volume and load you can take, and still, you know, you want to have a good workout and feel some discomfort, but not so much that you're debilitated the rest of the day. So you got to play around with that.
What about as far as the hunger hormones that hunger hormones that may be released?
Yeah, for sure. So sometimes what people do is they wake up in the morning, they maybe not eat very well in the morning because they're not hungry. They may go exercise, and then they get tied up, busy, and they don't eat afterwards. And then by the time they get home midday later on the day, they're absolutely famished. That's because this hormone called ghrelin is released, and it's the hormone that says, hey, it's time to eat. And if you've got that empty feeling in your stomach, you're feeling lightheaded, and you're ready to just chow down and eat like crazy, more so than you would than if you didn't have excessive amounts of that hormone. So you have to be careful not to be so hungry from your exercise that you overeat and binge eat like at a buffet. I've had this happen a couple times when I did these long distance bike rides where they had this term called bonking, and that's where your glycogen and sugars have been depleted from your body, and you're just famished and you just overeat anything. You just can't stop. It's insane. You don't want to get to that point.
And one last thing, what about as far as people kind of justifying the workout versus eating?
Yeah, so that's the thing. If your workout is associated with poor eating behaviors, you've got to be careful with that. Now, the idea from this is my Monday night hockey. So you go out there, you play hockey for about an hour for a little shinny, and then if you go afterwards and then drink beers and eat chicken wings for after the game till midnight, then that activity is associated with chicken wings and beer. You've definitely done more damage to yourself than if you just sat at home and did nothing.
So what I'm hearing then, don't eat the chicken wings, just drink the beer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or maybe have a couple chicken wings and a beer, maybe, but it's usually you can't stop. You sit there, talk as a pitcher. It's like 20 or 30 of those suckers. There, you just put in 3,000 calories. You may have burned 500 or 600 in hockey. You're in a caloric surplus, and you're getting chubby or going to Monday night hockey.
And that's really the thing, isn't it? Because it is. I mean, we all got to live, right? You want to have a good time, but you got to balance it out. And I think that's when I look at people that have trouble, you know, maybe controlling that urge, is that they just think that they go for a bike ride, they just go crazy. But it's more like, you know, if you do a workout, let's say 3 days a week, there's a day where you maybe can have a little bit of fun, but the other day is just try to make, you know, just be reasonable with what you
eat,
and you'll find a change over time. It may not come in a week, but over time you will.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, you can't be in a hurry for that change. It's got to be a slow progression that you can consistently repeat over and over for a long period of time. So that's sort of the key.
As always, Plakas, I really appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great night.